do we have a pile of stories to share with you today. Everything from politics to the shooting in Georgia and a whole lot more. This is one episode you can't afford to miss.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes.
Now, that was Joe Biden not long before he was, shall we say, kicked out of the presidential election by the powers that be in the Democrat Party. And we'll be talking about that story today, too. But I want to start today by trying to give you a better understanding of what happened in the little community, or what used to be the little community of Winder, Georgia. Now, I've spent many years in Georgia. I lived in a town about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes away, called Toccoa, Georgia, for many, many years. And I can remember what Winder, Georgia was like in the 70s, the 80s, and well into the 90s. Matter of fact, my wife and I were in Winder, Georgia just under 2 years ago for an ordination and what should have been the launching of a small mission church. Long story we'll talk about some other day. And I remember how different a place it had become in just the past 15 to 20 years. Back in the 1970s and the 1980s and 1990s, Winder, Georgia was in Barrow County, which back then was just a small, mostly rural county, halfway between Atlanta and Athens, Georgia. And the only way you could get to Winder, Georgia back then were just on a bunch of little two-lane highways going through the country and farmland. And so much has changed as the city of Atlanta has grown just outside of the perimeter of Interstate 285, and it has moved into Gwinnett County and then into all these counties going northward and south and east and west, where little Winder, Georgia, that used to just be a small town and a small county, now the population has gone from 20-some-odd thousand to 87,000 people in just a short amount of time. Many of the people that live there work in Atlanta and now work in the various shopping centers that provide everything you need for this bedroom community. And the neighboring county, Jackson County, is still fairly small. Not very wealthy, but it's still a smaller county right next door. And so I know the area and I've watched the changes. Now, when this story first broke, and I'm sure many of you, when we saw this story break last week about this 14-year-old and the tragic death of four people and the injuring of nine others, and as things unfolded, I had some initial opinions about what I thought may or may not have happened. And I didn't say anything about it because I didn't know. Now, I can tell you that there's some lunatic weirdos out there that immediately had to post stuff, make claims, make fake photoshopped pictures that ended up out there on Facebook. And all that does is destroy the credibility of anybody trying to get to the bottom of a story. And my choice was to leave it alone until such time as information was out there that I knew I could trust before I shared it with you. I have seen too many major stories break and too many assumptions made that were wrong, that and people have made total idiots and fools of themselves, and people that see this believe it and they share it on their social media like it's true, and it isn't. And so you've got to be very careful in what you share. I believe that some of the stuff that goes out there for people to share is placed there with the intent of making conservatives and Christians in particular look like idiots that shouldn't be allowed on social media. And I'm beginning to think they might be right. There's some of you out there that have no business sharing anything. You're too gullible to believe everything you see from a missing child report on a page for, you know, buy and sell and yard sales. And then you can never find out what city it really is in. I mean, these are scams and you just haven't figured it out yet. Facebook is becoming scam book more and more each day. So what do we know about this young individual? What do we know about his family and his life and everything else? It is a really sad story when you begin to understand his parents. The mother has had many legal problems, addictions to drugs and alcohol, meth included. She's been in and out of jail. The father was a high school dropout that eventually got his GED. And I have a, believe it or not, as I dig into the story, because I don't jump into things. Too many of you do. You just jump onto the story thinking you know everything you need to know, and you run your mouth. I learned there was a sign at the first radio station I ever worked at. Be sure brain is in gear before mouth is in motion. And that would be some wise advice to a lot of people that I've watched and listened to over the past several days. So what do we know about Appalachee High School? What do we know about that area? Well, it used to be a small school. Now you got close to 2,000 students at that one high school. What do we know about this young man? He was very troubled. Came out of a very, very troubled home. And I think in his own way, without understanding, without the help he needed, the father was trying to deal with a very troubled son. And made some massive mistakes that are going to cost him dearly for the rest of his life. And it's going to destroy these decisions, his son's life. If you go back to 2023, when he was still an eighth grader in middle school, he was a very troubled 13-year-old. And he had two things we've now figured out as you begin to look at the interview that was done over a year ago by the sheriff's office in Jackson County, where they had been living at the time, the other county just up the road, smaller county, so not as big of a sheriff's office and nowhere near the resources that the next county would have had, or a larger county. The kid was spending way too much time. We know this now from the father, from the interview a year ago. He was spending way too much time playing video games. And the father wanted to get him outside and doing something besides sitting around all day playing video games. I've told you many a time when it comes to these school shootings, there are several ingredients that always seem to come into play. Video games has been one of those ingredients going all the way back to the shootings way back at Columbine in Colorado. And in that case, if you studied it like I did in emergency management, these were wealthy kids because back then, those incredibly realistic video games were not cheap. They were extremely expensive. The computers were extremely expensive. And only wealthy parents could afford to give these kind of toys to their kids. And these kids were addicted to these very graphic games. Today, well, the prices come way down. And you have all kind of devices to play them on. Yet they're still as addictive and dangerous today as they were back then, if anything more so. The kid, when he was 13... was confused and troubled about his sexuality. He felt that he might be gay. He indicated to others that he was. He was gay, playing video games, and a father that didn't know how to cope with him. And I blame the schools today, even in little rural Georgia, because the schools have been taken over by the slimiest, most evil, disgusting, despicable, demonic, and people on the face of the planet. And they are spending their time confusing kids about their gender and their sexuality and pride flags and all of it, even in small town America. The father was trying to help his son. And sadly, the way he thought he was helping him was actually very destructive. Giving him at age 13, before he turned 14, to give him a hunting rifle. Yeah, I know. People say it's an AR. That just stands for the name of the company. It's essentially just a rifle. Lightweight. It's not an assault rifle or assault weapon as people try to portray it. He wanted to get him to go hunting. He wanted to get him outside. He wanted to get him into sports. He was trying to get him away from, well, his sexuality and his confusion. Other stories that I'm reading from credible sources, he was also concerned about those that were going through transition. Now, was he going through a transition? I don't know. We may never find out. There are a lot of rumors to that effect, but I can't verify them. I'm not going to try to. In many posts from a year ago, back in May of 2023, in other words, as he is, you know, finishing up, think about this, May of 2023, he is finishing up the seventh grade, going into the eighth grade, and now he's in a new high school starting the ninth grade. So we're talking about somebody in a middle school or a junior high school, seventh to eighth grade. And according to screenshots from an FBI incident report dated back in May of 2023, this kid writes, I can't kill myself yet because I'm not contributing anything to culture. I need to go out knowing that I did. In a separate post, the account expressed a desire to target an elementary school and expressed frustration with the acceptance of transgender people. And the account also referenced Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter Adam Lanza. You have a troubled, at this time, 12 going on 13, then 13 going on to 14, and now 14. You've had over a year. And what happened? The Jackson County Sheriff's Office let him down. Social workers in Jackson County and Borough County let him down. The FBI let him down. Everybody just let it go. Yeah, just keep an eye on them. And this dysfunctional family trying to raise this very gender-confused, sexually confused, very depressed young person fell deeper and deeper into the clutches of the most demonic things that go on in our world today. I'm telling you, this is scary stuff to me when you think about what happened. The Discord account, that's a social media site, and it linked his expressed desires to shoot up a school over transgender and sexuality issues. He was being bullied because he was gay or came out or claimed that he was. Now, once again, I don't know 100%. All I know is what he has said and what he has written from the time that he was 12 going on 13, 13 going on 14, and now at 14 years of age for a little under 2 years. And his obsession with school shootings, like it solves his psychological issues. Now, what I want to tell you right now, and I want you to hear me and listen to me, the realms of demonic hell are coming after your children. They came after the colleges and universities first, then they got to the people that are now teaching your students, and they worked their way into the high schools, then the middle schools. And now we got some of these sick, evil, demonic people in preschool wanting to teach about transgenderism to 4- and 5-year-olds and sexuality to 4- and 5-year-olds. These are perverted, dangerous, disgusting, and worthless human beings. And these are the ones that create someone like a Colt Gray, confusing him and then these sheriff's offices. And I can tell you a story from South Carolina that goes into my family a little over 20 some odd years ago. Things haven't changed. Small town. Know a young 13-year-old that had been raped by a stepfather. And the attitude of the sheriff's office in that town is, well, you know, boys will be boys, and she was probably asking for it. What damage that girl went through for years. I know, I was there. I watched. It was just heartbreaking. So the system failed that family, and it failed Colt, and it failed those that died at that school, because nobody had the guts to stand up and say, this is not right. This environment is dangerous. Something needs to be done. They just left it alone. And for another year, it just gets worse behind the scenes. Another year of a mother with addictions and a family in struggle and moving to a different town. And now he has changed schools, and he's being bullied from. And remember, school just started in Georgia, and he'd already been skipping class on day one. Troubled child. And I still want to know how he got a gun into that school. You'd think, with all that we've learned since 1999, that couldn't happen, but it did. How do you get into a school with a big rifle? How did nobody see this until it was too late? I have, in my career, I didn't think I'd be talking about this, but I'm going to share it. In my career, when I was in emergency management, part of what I taught was active shooter drills. And I can remember going to a high school and talking to the principal, who said, those kind of things will never happen here. And he was adamant about it. He didn't want any of the training for his staff. Not at all. Nothing like that can happen here. I came back to that school 2 weeks later with a young man that had just graduated, believe it or not, college, but he looked younger than his years. He could pass for like a high school junior or senior. He just had that kind of a sweet, innocent face. And he and I came into the school via the gymnasium that was unlocked, wandered around the school, and nobody stopped us. And we placed fake bombs all over the school. Nobody said a word, not a teacher, nobody, nothing. And I had a small, tiny little GoPro camera. This is 10 years ago. And I got to the principal's office, and he recognized me, and then he said, who's this? And I said, this is, and I told the guy's name, and he was related to the sheriff in the county. And I said, I want to show you something. And I pulled up a little screen and played the video, and he was shocked. They agreed to do the training in small rural South Carolina a few years later. There was a school shooting at an elementary school. Very similar circumstances. Confused child. Family. A mess, and nobody intervened. And one young elementary school student that they couldn't get in the building fast enough ultimately died. But it could have been worse had they not had the training. So I look at all of this and I'm going, we've seen this pattern over and over again for 20 some odd years, and the idiots in government. Idiots in government. Oh, it's the gun. No, they don't want to deal with the fact that what they have done in the schools in confusing our young people is the problem. They don't want to admit this addiction to ever increasing the reality of video games. Why is it every one of these people, they're loners, they're confused, they're addicted to video games, and they're the ones doing the shooting, and nobody seems to want to talk about that. It's the gun. They don't want to talk about it's the teachers, it's the idiots in charge of the schools, it's the morons on the school board that allow this, these woke teachers in. It's the media, it's those that create this stuff, it's parents that are too busy trying to make a living in a bad economy, they don't pay attention to the needs of their child. And so as I pretty much had felt from the beginning, I can remember when I first heard this, I looked at my wife and I said, he's going to be gender confused and addicted to video games. Mark my words. And that much we now know is true. A lot of other stuff that was posted online was not. It was fake. It was false. But I only made that claim, not that I'm such an intelligent guy or I can see the future. I had seen the past of what has happened for 25 years. And the story, well, the city changes, but the story never changes. The same elements are always there. And it's only getting worse because our education system has been taken over by the most evil and demonic people on planet Earth. And it will continue to get worse. You have to wonder, what would have happened in that family? The Gray family, mom and dad, and young Colt, had they been involved with the church, been able to get the help that they needed so there wouldn't be the addictions, there wouldn't be all of this turmoil and all of this confusion that they were unprepared for. Instead, we waited on the state. One small Georgia county that didn't have the resources, a worthless Federal Bureau of Investigation that is too busy giving us garbage about Russia's going to interfere with the election and let's get on with the program. We see that already coming. They're dropping all the hints of how they're going to mess with the election. The woke politics of the FBI, that organization should be disbanded. It should be just done away with. It came into being under an executive order. It can leave under an executive order. Because instead of being an investigative bureau, it's now a political persecution bureau. They spend more money chasing down women, old ladies in their 80s who are praying outside of abortion clinics than they and going to people's homes at 5 in the morning, 5:30 with guns because you protested at an abortion clinic. That's your FBI today, friends. But when it came to this guy and a posting on social media, and it was obvious to anybody in the sheriff's office in Jackson County, Georgia, that there was a problem here, and nobody intervened. Why? Well, we didn't have... No, you had the authority. You just didn't want to get your hands dirty. Yeah, we'll talk about this maybe later on this week. I've got other stories that I want to get to. But I wanted to give you my perspective. I know that town. I know that area. And I have watched as Atlanta has grown out and people are so busy with their lives and their sports and their activities and their McMansions and their new jobs and people are getting buried because everything's getting more expensive. And then all the problems that go on underneath the surface that people generally don't see because they no longer know their neighbors. They no longer go to a church. They're no longer involved with each other. They're just involved in their world. And a father that didn't know what to do. How do you deal with a sexually confused son who declares himself gay and a mother that's absent from the home or in jail? Yeah, it's a mess. The people we should have been able to trust to intervene failed at every step of the way. You may disagree with me, but the more I dig into this and the more that I read, the angrier I get to those that had the opportunity to do something, and they decided not to. After all, might get too complicated. Well, what we have now is very complicated. Now, getting back to where I started, now we talked about, I didn't plan to talk this long, but I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about where everything's going. What is the deep state going to do when it comes to this upcoming election? I'm looking at some numbers and numbers that seem to make sense, that are logical. They knew last year in 2023, they probably knew before that, but since I would say the end of 2023, that Joe Biden was unfit to be president. And in my opinion, I don't think he's really been the acting president for almost 3 years. it's being run on autopilot with staff, and he just is a figurehead that shows up. But he can't, they can't hide him anymore. They can't hide the damage and this inability to function. And they started plotting to get rid of him last year. Why do you think all these Democrats like Gretchen Whitmer and others were coming out of the woodwork acting presidential? They were smelling blood in the water. They saw an opportunity. But how do you get rid of Biden? On this very radio show, I told you in January and February and March, I told you on this program, I predicted that Joe Biden would ultimately pull a Lyndon Johnson and decide not to run and not to accept his party's nomination. It took a little longer than I expected, but they got what they wanted. They got him out. But I don't think they really wanted Kamala Harris, but they were stuck with her. So they had to reinvent Kamala Harris real quick. Remember, a month before, everybody in the media was going, the best Biden ever. Joe Biden is as sharp as a tack. No trouble with Biden. Biden's just great. Yeah, we know we got to deal with Kamala, and she's just been a terrible disappointment. It's funny how literally in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the narrative completely flipped, and suddenly she's the best thing that could be running for president to you, and she's going to fix all the problems that have occurred the past 3 years. She's been a part of it, but now she's going to fix it. And then they picked this really weird idiot, Tim Walz, to be vice president. I have a bad feeling. I see numbers that tell me Kamala's not getting any traction. There was no real convention bump. There was a slight, when she first came on, Trump's numbers went down, hers went up, and as we went through the convention, those numbers began to slide again. We're right back where we were with Trump against Biden, and she's doing no better. They know they can't swap her out now. Not that I, of course, anything can happen. I mean, the way things have gone this year, if getting Kamala to be the nominee was on your bingo card, you'd be shocked, and I was too. They have internal polling numbers, ones that actually are probably very accurate, and they know Kamala is going to lose. They don't have any confidence in her to make an impact in the debate. This debate coming up could destroy her, could end her. But does that mean she's going to really lose? What is the contingency? I remind you of what Joe Biden said, and I played it at the very beginning of the program today.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes.
They have been preparing you for the inevitability that they are going to do something to make sure that Trump doesn't take office. Even these court cases last week, suddenly they're delaying the sentencing and everything that's going on. It's all part of a plan because they figured out lawfare was just making Trump stronger by throwing everything to after the election. That takes it out of the headlines, and they hope that they can distract you with some other shiny thing. They can begin to warn you about Putin and Russia. They're going to interfere with the election. You just watch. They want Trump in there, and they're going to cheat. They're going to make it happen, and we're going to stop it. And then Trump himself called for a bloodbath. Well, what he called for, what he said, if you actually go back, he talked about an economic bloodbath if they continue these idiotic policies that are causing this outrageous inflation and the devaluing of the dollar. It'll be a financial bloodbath for companies. Had nothing to do with the election, but these lying filth, they don't care. They have power. Now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I've got some stories that'll make you angry, and probably, believe it or not, I've got some stories that are going to make you laugh. Sometimes in these troubled times and with all the evil going on, maybe it's time to laugh at the evil around us and not allow it to win. And with that, We will be right back.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowee, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Everybody head down, pick yourself a pronoun. Join the resistance on government assistance. Stop all the hate as you advocate violence. Block and suppress anyone you want silence. Take what you want, cause what you want is what you want. Call everyone a fascist till they're all controlled. Preach in the street for the Communist Party. Pro-choice, no voice, never mind the heart. Race bait, agitate, band-aid. Dress and drag and burn the flag, then run and find a safe space. Tell us how you're feeling till we give you what you need. Call everyone a presser till they're on their knees.
Can I welcome you back to part two of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder? And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, one of these days, I promise, I'll play that entire song. It's called the Fascist State Blues. Rather funny. It's sad that it's so true. Where we've come, you know, pick yourself a pronoun. All of this diversity, inclusion, and equity, or equity and inclusion. All of this stuff that is dividing us and destroying us as a nation. If it wasn't so sad, the damage that it's really causing, the true damage to people, families, lives, businesses, and health. If it wasn't for the disaster that it's causing, it would be funny. And these people think that they're serious. I don't take any of these clowns seriously anymore. Saw a story. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with it. Just a moment. Couldn't help but get a good laugh last week. Good old Fannie Willis is back in the news. You know, she's trying to prosecute Trump. And she was wanting to put out a big show trial way back. It was supposed to happen back in April. She was going to have Trump and Rudy Giuliani and you know, like 20 or 30 people all indicted. They were going to be in a big auditorium. They couldn't fit it in a courthouse. She was going to have a Stalin Hitler type show trial, and she was going to be the superstar to get Trump on a RICO charge because he asked a question of the governor. And knowing what I know about the Georgia elections in 2020 and 2022 and 2018, I mean, I know my wife and I, for a while, we had a home in Georgia and I lived in that state for years. Governor Kemp is a dirtball. Can't stand him. He's a rhino, phony, fake, fraud. Can't stand him. He's a Roswell rhino. You know, it's all about the money, the country club, and doing business with China. And his little underling, you know, Ratzenberger, who's now the Secretary of State, which is what Kemp was before he became governor. He was the former Secretary of State. And he made sure that he won the election. Then, you know, when it came time for him to run for re-election, they had to change the rules back that they changed for 2020, which is why Trump won. There was a lot of fraud in Georgia that I know firsthand. Hundreds of people coming on little tiny counties like a Jackson County. And no one knew where they came from. And when you look up the addresses, nobody ever lived on that piece of dirt. But they registered to vote. And now they're gone. 159 counties in Georgia, 100 people in each county. And I know of some counties where they know of 100 people they can't find that didn't exist on property that never had a home, a mobile home, or a tent or anything. That's 15,900 votes. Trump lost by 11,000. So don't tell me that Joe Biden won that state. Forget it. But she got herself in trouble because she had been using all this taxpayer money, including federal dollars, to pay for her lover to be on the payroll. And she got caught. And then she lied and lied again and lied some more. Even the judge said a mendacity, an odor of mendacity. In other words, she lied. And she even lied to the court not long ago that, well, she and Nathan Wade, we've broken up. We don't see each other no more. Well, last week, her daughter got stopped in a little town called Tyrone, Georgia. It is halfway between Fairburn, right on Interstate 85, heading south into Peachtree City. I know that town. I lived there back in the 80s. And when I worked for a manufacturer of equipment. And little Tyrone has grown. It's got a four-lane highway now instead of a two-lane. And she got stopped for talking on a cell phone, breaking the law, you know, no hands-free. Turned out her license had been suspended, and it was suspended because she had a suspended license she never took care of. And so she had to call mommy up. She claimed she was talking to mommy on the phone. She's 25, not married and pregnant, talking about her pregnancy to mom on a phone riding through Tyrone, Georgia. And who shows up? Well, Fannie Willis shows up. And who's with Fannie? Nathan Wade. Take a load off Fannie. Take a load of free. Take a load off Fannie. And you put the load right on me. Yeah, right now she's very upset. She's been caught in another lie. She told the judge that she and Nathan had broken up. They were no longer seeing each other. We're no longer an item. And Nathan no longer works on the case. And there when, in Tyrone, Georgia, when her daughter is in a bit of trouble, she comes flying out of Atlanta down 85 and then down the highway to retrieve the car. And who's with her? The guy she supposedly is no longer seeing. And she gets very indignant because you have people in Georgia. Now, the only one running interference for Fannie Willis is pretty much Governor Kemp and a few other rhinos. But a lot of true Republicans in the state want some answers about how she spent the money that came from the federal government and the state government. They want to know if she's been lying about everything she said. And she's saying, well, those are privileged communications. Well, no, they're not. You hired this guy, paid him $600,000. He has no experience in any of this kind of law. And so we have a right to ask questions. And now, as she is wondering if she will still be able to do anything with her case, which is rapidly unraveling before her very eyes. She's stupid enough to get caught in another lie. And so, yeah, I got a feeling that if the judge has any respectability at all, that not only does he throw her off the case, he throws it out of that office. And if some other county like Hall County or Stevens County or Fayette County want to take it up, let them do it. But I think she and her office need to be removed from that case. It was all a political show trial. They wanted it to go on in April, May, and into June, just in time for the Republican National Convention. Then you have the Democrats come along in August, and then we have the next show trial coming along, and then we get him in the fake trial in New York City based on garbage. Somebody wrote down, you know what it comes down to? And I asked somebody one time that's saying, well, Trump is convicted on 34 felonies. And I said, explain the felony. It's hush money. Hush money is not illegal. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. Thousands of are entered into every day in New York. Somebody in the Trump office, not the White House, paid a bill to the serial liar, Cohen. Remember him? You know, the fraudulent attorney. He sent a legal bill for services rendered as a lawyer. And on the check stub, an accountant wrote legal fees. That's the felony. Oh, because it was tampering with an election. And by the way, that check stub was written after Trump was president and already in office. Legal bills paid to a lawyer. That's the totality of the idiotic case in New York. And you had Judge Merchan that presided that. He knows 100% this case is going to be kicked on appeal, and he's retiring, and he's going to run for the hills. And right now, people are asking questions about, well, how much money have you been making off this case? Who put you up to it? And even Alvin Bragadocious is kind of running away from it because, well, that's why the sentencing has been delayed. They can't afford to do that right now. Got another story here that I want to share with you. Had a guy trying to defend Tim Walz, the vice presidential candidate running along with Kamala Harris. And, you know, he's got the nickname in Minnesota, Tampon Tim. And there's a reason. And somebody's trying to say, well, no, it's not exactly that, Bob. You don't understand. I mean, he signed a bill because, you know, transgenders, they need to have access to tampons. And I'm going, wait a minute. Tampons showing up in fourth grade elementary school boys' rooms? That's what they're doing. Well, not everywhere, Bob. So you can't say that. It's happening in the big cities. The more woke they are, the more mentally broke they become. The more to the left they lean, the more their brains fall out of their ears. And he was proud to sign a bill allowing a baby to die in a botched abortion if it was born alive. And he's proud of that. He takes pride in that. He's a good Lutheran. He goes to Pilgrim Lutheran Church, which flies their rainbow flags and praises transgenderism. And he signed that bill, making sure that all the school bathrooms for boys would have tampons. And I'm sorry, the only thing that came to mind was this.
How you doing out there? You ever have one of those decades where it seems like everything you've ever known is falling apart? From the economy to elections, down to which gender can be pregnant, things are getting weirder all the time. Let me tell you about it! Sitting in the classroom celebrating pride. It's not enough to love them, gotta be on their side. They say that they're gay, and I need to be too. They're also gender fluid and they're headed for the loo. Tampons in the boys' room. Tampons in the boys' room. Science, don't you feel me? Up with your rules. Everybody knows that boys bleed from the family jewels.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
was going to say that I apologize for playing that, but honestly, I don't. I make no apology. These people are buffoons. They're buffoonish. They're foolish. They're idiots. They're morons. They're nuts. They're evil. They're strange. They're weird. And this is the best the Democrats have to offer for the presidency and the vice presidency of the United States? A giggler and a pervert? That's all they got. This is the best? This is what they wanted us to celebrate at their convention in August? This is what they're trying to push on the American people? A guy that thinks it's okay for babies to be allowed to die if they're born alive because nobody wants them. It's okay to burn down a police station in a George Floyd riot and abandon it and let evil win. And then you got the giggler, who now denies she ever did anything wrong. I mean, she was never the border czar. I was never in charge of anything, but I will fix everything that got broken the last 3.5 years. This is the best the Democrat Party has to offer. Yeah, you can laugh at Tampon Tim. But see, he is so into the woke, broke, sick, weird agenda. I have said it before, and I will say it again, and I believe this with all of my heart. And you can criticize me, you can send me emails, you can send me anonymous whatevers to the website. I really don't care. Entertain yourself. Be a big man or whatever. Whatever you identify with. And tell me where I'm wrong. A man that thinks some kid in the fourth grade needs a tampon, a boy. The man is delusional. Certifiably nuts. And yet the entire academia, psychology, and even medicine has been taken over by this buffoonish behavior. How many times were we told, and you, let's remember this, how many times we were told that with COVID, the vaccine is safe and effective, and COVID came from a bat somewhere at a wet market near Wuhan. And we told you on this program, gain of function, man-made, planned. We were called liars then by some of the same people that'll try to get back to me about going after Tampon Tim. I had a guy that got really bent out of shape. Well, maybe he needs one. I don't know. Explain to me what a little boy needs a tampon for in a fourth grader, no less. And why do preschool teachers need to be flying rainbow flags and talking about sexuality to 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds. It's because they are what the Bible warns us about, the ones that will damage children. We are empowering them and paying for them with tax dollars. They grabbed the colleges and universities, then they came into the high schools, then the junior highs, and now the elementary schools. And I'm sorry, you can look all around us, and you can see all the damage. But we're told, no, we're not damaging it. You know, it's this, it's that, it's the other. It's, you know, it's people that are conservatives. They're the problem. No, they're not. It's the lunatic fringe in the deep state. It's the globalists that want a one world religion, one world government, one world currency, and basically 12 out of every 13 of us dead and gone. Saw a story that in many parts of the world right now today, the population is declining. In other words, we're not growing. We're not even at replacement rate anymore. We are going backward. This is all part of a plan. And what are they going to do as we don't have enough younger people to take care of the older people? Just kill off some of the older people. Mark my words. That's where it's heading. We have governments we can't trust. Look at Brazil. Brazil has a lunatic leftist guy. They call him Luna. I mean, he's the person in charge. And then you got this judge with his secret trials and secret sentences, and he's trying to get rid of Elon Musk and freedom of speech because you can't talk bad about our perfect government. People in Brazil might be rising up again. Got to remember, Lula, or lunatic as I like to call him, the president or whatever they call him in Brazil. By the way, the other day was Independence Day there. Yeah, you're no longer have independence. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, or Lula for short. He loves the dictators in Iran and China, and he's following their example by cracking down on anybody that says anything against him. And he's got a real powerful ally, this bizarre lunatic. He looks like Lurch, I mean, from the Adams Family, like an evil. And I mean, he's got evil in his face. His name is Moraes, Alexander de Moraes, and he's been holding secret trials of all of Lula's opponents. And Brazil is one of those nations that has wealth. You know, it's hard to believe it wasn't that many years ago that it was a government military dictatorship. They got their freedom, and now they've allowed, once again, the left gets in. They make promises like they did in Venezuela that they don't keep, and entire countries get destroyed. We'll talk about that more later on this week. Got one other story that I thought just made my day. You know, I reminded you a few days ago that I can remember the year 2005 like it was yesterday. And I can remember Hurricane Katrina and all the climate experts, you know, the global warming experts back then. They had to change the term because the earth was really not warming. They'd have to change the date so they couldn't make that stand. They told us because you saw now Katrina. Every year the hurricanes will get worse and they're going to get worse and they're going to get bigger and badder because of man-made global warming. You and your SUV, you and your fossil fuel. You're to blame. And I can remember, and I said it when the story came out back in April, May, when all the climate fraud predictors said that this hurricane year was going to be the worst year on record. It's got the, we got all the ingredients there because of man-made climate change and CO2 and fossil fuel. We're going to have 20 nasty named storms that are going to rip apart the United States because of you evil fossil fuel users. We now have one of the quietest years on record. We have so few storms, and what are forming are falling apart as fast as they come together. Outside of the one, Ernesto, we've had none since then. This hasn't happened in almost 60 years, a streak this slow. Not even 2005. And by the way, between 2005 and 15, no storm hit the United States. No hurricane ever did. The climate change frauds, they were wrong. And somehow these clowns want to get into our schools and tell our little children that mom's SUV and the fact you're using fossil fuel and you don't use wind and solar and... And I could say something, but I won't, to power everything. And because, you know, you're not doing, you're not green. By the way, another green company went bankrupt. They took the money, spent it on all kind of stuff, and then, oops, ran out of money, go bankrupt. So the experts are now just flummoxed. They're confused, according to CNN. They don't understand what happened. And this reporter writes, if you had told me just a month ago that nothing was going to happen after Ernesto, I would have told you that you're a liar. I'm a hurricane expert, don't you know? And a research scientist. But it's happening and they can't figure it out. So the new theory now is maybe global warming causes fewer hurricanes. Or climate change. Whatever. They don't know. They make this stuff up as they go along. And somehow they want me to believe that they know exactly what's going to happen in 2055, when I'm 101, that because of man-made climate change, the world is going to be this, this, and this. They can't even predict a hurricane season. Here where I live in Virginia, they can't even predict when it's going to rain. My wife will say, the forecast says rain on Thursday. I said, no, it's not going to rain. Well, how do you know that? I said, I know how the forecast works here. Last Thursday was supposed to be raining all day on my last immunotherapy trip. Guess what? No rain. None. zero. And somehow, we are told that this hot water, all made by man, and now we got some cooling spots. They can't figure out where they're coming from. Just like I said back in 2005 when I was doing radio back then, this is God's living planet, a tribute to a living God. Don't mock him, because he can make a fool out of you. Do you believe in our mission and ministry here at Truth to Ponder? We got a lot of ground to cover tomorrow. I mean, I'm just flat out of time. And I want to thank all of you that support this radio program each and every week and each and every month. We need your support more now than ever. Here we are, the first part of September. It's a busy week ahead. You can visit our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.